United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Gene Lockhart. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Now, defense bonds are a better investment than ever. They pay higher interest, have a shorter maturity period, and may be held for as long as 10 years beyond maturity for extra profit. Sign up for bonds now through the payroll savings plan where you work. In a moment, we'll introduce Gene Lockhart. First, here are Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra in a special Sosnick arrangement of Parade of the Goblins. Thank you, Harry. Our star today is one of the screen's most popular character actors, Mr. Gene Lockhart, appearing in an original guest star sketch entitled The Judge. For the performance of Gene Lockhart, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
In a small city in the Middle West, Judge Adam Rockwell's court is in session. Judge Rockwell is a stern disciple of justice, but he's a man always willing to give the benefit of the doubt to wrongdoers who come up before him. It's been a long, tiring day for the judge. He's about to retire from the bench when the bailiff approaches him.
Say, Judge.
Yes, Hiram?
We got one more case to try.
Yeah, Which is that?
It's that Kent lad.
Oh, Jedediah's boy, huh?
Yeah.
What's the charge?
Reckless driving, mainly. There's a whole list of charges. He almost killed a man.
Yes, I remember now. Kind of strange, old Jedediah's boy doing a thing like that.
Oh, he's a rotten apple, Judge. You ought to send him to jail for a good spell. That'll teach him the meaning of obeying the laws.
Jail isn't always the answer, Hiram.
It is in this case, Judge. Ever since his father died, that boy just ain't been no good.
Hiram, there's good in everybody. Sometimes it takes a little longer to come out in some folks.
There ain't no good that'll ever come out of that young fella.
I'll have a talk with him. Where is he now?
In the prisoner's room.
Bring him to my chambers, Hiram. I think I'll talk to him in there.
Here he is, Judge.
Come in, Tommy. You can leave us alone, Hiram.
Okay, Judge.
Sit down, Tommy. Go ahead. It's all right.
Thanks. Well, how much is the fine?
Fine?
Yeah, how much do I owe?
I'm afraid money won't buy your freedom, Tommy. You've committed a crime in the eyes of the law, and I, sitting in judgment, don't feel that money will serve as punishment enough.
You're really going to throw the book at me, huh?
No, I'm not going to throw the book at you.
Well, whatever it is, give it to me. And you don't have to feel you owe me any special privileges just because you and my father were great friends.
Whatever I decide to do in this case, Tommy, I'm doing for you and not for your father. Now, remember that.
For me?
Yes, because I know you a lot better than you think I do.
You don't know anything about me.
That's where you're wrong, son.
Look, Judge, I don't want to have to sit around here and listen to a big lecture.
I can send you away, Tommy, to jail. I don't think you'd like that. And besides, if I did send you to jail, I think it would only make matters worse.
What are you going to do? According to law, I have to be punished.
That's right. You do have to be punished. Well, I'm going to sentence you to 30 days. 30 days on probation in the custody of someone I know.
Who?
Someone I know very well. And someone who knows you very well. Better than you think he does.
Well, who is it?
From now on, Tommy, you're in my custody. Well, that was mighty delicious fried chicken, Martha. You're the best cooking daughter I have.
That's not much of a compliment, Dad. After all, I'm your only daughter. How did you like my chicken, Tom?
It was fine. Excuse me.
Well, it certainly made a hit with him. What's wrong with
him? Patience, Martha, patience.
Oh, I get so mad I could scream.
I say, it couldn't be that my daughter's getting a little fond of her father's prisoner, huh?
Fond of him? Why, he's the last man in the world.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, Martha, there's an old saying that goes, one way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Now, maybe in Tom Kent's case, that isn't so. Maybe there's got to be some other way.
Dad, I'm not in any way fond of Thomas Kent. Believe me.
Why, of course, of course. That's the last thing you'd think about before you go to bed every night, huh? You're not in any way fond of Thomas Kent.
Oh, Dad, he's so stubborn.
He sure is. Just like a mule.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Say, you certainly got the rose bushes looking pretty. You must have a green thumb.
Thanks. But you know, I've always liked to fool around with plants and stuff. Ever since we took biology in school.
Oh, yes, I remember.
And in chemistry, I found a way to use some of that stuff Professor Sellers was telling us about.
Oh, that's what makes me so mad. Tommy, you've got so many good qualities. Don't you want to make something of yourself?
Well, sure, but... oh, who cares what I do?
Well, lots of people do.
For instance?
I do, Tommy.
Martha.
Yes, Tommy?
I... nothing. I've got to get back to work.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Martha.
You're home earlier than usual.
No cases on the calendar this afternoon. Where's Tom?
He's out in the garden. He's been out there all day.
You know... between you and me, I think he gets a kick out of working in the garden.
Oh, I know he does. Look how much he's accomplished since he's been here.
Let's go back out there and see how he's doing.
Hi, Tom.
Huh? Oh, hi.
Oh. What have you got there, Tommy?
Oh, it's nothing. Just some stuff I'm mixing up with the soil.
Mixing it up? What for?
Well, I wasn't getting any results with the stuff I had been planting in the garden, so I got a lot of chemicals together and mixed them with the soil.
And the result?
Well, you can see for yourself.
Well, I'd say it's worked wonders. Look how green everything is.
Tommy, do you remember what you mixed up?
Of course I do.
Of course, Dad. He took that course in biology and chemistry in school, and the professor said he'd never seen anyone with such a natural understanding of plant life and...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Tommy, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir?
Are you in love with my daughter, Martha?
Dad, you shouldn't ask such
a... Well, I mean...
Now, answer me.
Judge, I haven't got the right to...
Do you love her or don't you?
Oh, Dad, that's terrible.
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Do you want to marry her?
Dad, please, this is so embarrassing.
Answer me, Tom.
Oh, I...
Now, if you thought you could remember what chemicals you mixed in that soil to make that stuff grow like that...
Well, of course I remember.
And if you thought you could raise some money to manufacture some of it and sell it... And if you thought you could get a little business going...
Then I'd ask you for permission to marry Martha.
Oh, Tommy.
And that, by golly, I think I'd have to give you my permission. Because I think I'd have some son-in-law. Yes, sir. And right now, youngsters, court's adjourned.
It was a fine performance, Gene Lockhart, as always.
Thank you, Rod. I enjoyed doing it, and it's especially nice to be appearing on a defense bond program again.
Well, you picked a good time for your appearance, Gene, because now you know defense bonds are a better investment than ever.
Yes, I know that, Rod. I've always been a strong believer in defense bonds because they're a safe and sure investment. And with the new features, they're now even better. But the most important thing to me is the fact that bonds provide a perfect way to save. Not only for our own future security, but for our country's defense as well.
That's right, Gene. Defense bonds are now even better. Now defense bonds pay more interest and have a shorter maturity period. Two, we can all play a part in our country's defense effort by signing up for payroll savings or the bond a month plan. Those two automatic plans that make saving easy and systematic.
Yes, Rob. These automatic plans do make it possible to save before we spend. And that's important. So, friends, may I suggest that you sign up today for your country's defense and your own future security by enrolling in the payroll savings plan to buy defense bonds. There's no better investment in the world.
Past quarter hour, you have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station every week as a public service. Our star today was the motion picture favorite, Gene Lockhart, to whom we say thanks for a fine performance. Appearing in the supporting cast were William Wright, Barbara Eiler, and Gil Stratton, and the play was directed by Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. In the meantime, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to invest more in United States defense bonds. They're now even better.